knowledge. When it reaches the hudud of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, namely Tawheed, one stops. Or when it reaches to the issue of the Qatman Huwa, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stops. Are there other limits? Are there other precipices that people have fallen over and made mistakes about that they have to be aware of?
Very
profound question.
سؤال ب 14 سؤال. A question in, with 14 questions in it.
40.
40. So هو يقول سيدي هل للتصوف حدود في البعد؟ البعد الروحي للتصوف كما انه للعقل في حدود يقف عنده الإنسان، هل للقلب حدود في الحضرة عندما يصل إلى الحضرة الإلهية؟ هل هناك حدود للقلب في طريق التصوف يقف عنده ولا يتخطى ويبقى دائما؟
If there is a limit, Allah is not going to say ولدينا مزيد. Allah Almighty is saying that every time you may ask more, we may give more. That means no limits. If it is going to stop in a limit, Allah Almighty to whom going to give, to grant from His endless wisdom oceans, from His endless hikmat oceans, from His endless knowledge oceans, from His endless blessing oceans, from His endless power oceans, from His endless perfection oceans, from His endless beauty oceans. How many can be? Allah created man, and man is suitable. What Allah granting to take in him. Therefore, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. No any other creature can reach to that point. Unlimited desires, unlimited grants. Tasawwuf opening the way of endless less. And it was going to be for man, if we are going to stop in a limit and no more taking, we are hungry now through our physical being, but with a limited grant, making it to be satisfied. But our spiritual being never getting to be satisfied with something. Always asking more, and always that he is going to be granted his talab, his asking growing up, not coming down but growing up, asking more, asking hal min mazid. Therefore, tasawwuf is the entrance for that hadr al-ilahi, divinely presence, as much as you can enter, never ending. You are reaching to an end. Now we also, we may be granted something. For example, this a big land for us. We are going like this, and if we are finding a limit, we are getting unsatisfied. We are asking, why not behind it? Why not, we are not passing over the second land? Why this prevent hindrance in front of our desires? Because we have granted endlessly desires. That is the greatness of man. Endlessly desires, because the Lord of Heavens asking some creature that they should be able to ask more from his endlessly oceans. That is the reason. Therefore, tasawwuf, making a person to ask more, not to say, it is enough what I am doing now, more than enough. No, not more than enough. You must ask more, as much as he's granting, if giving one now, second, giving double, two, asking more, giving four, asking more, giving eight, 16, 32, 64, 128, the slain, always his grants, growing up. You are asking one, he is giving at least 10. This is clear now?
Yes, sir. Very
clear. Astaghfirullah. That's why I'm saying that he looks like Attal. Allah.
When it reaches the hudud of Allah SWT, namely Tawheed, one stops. Or when it reaches to the issue of the Qatman of Ura, the Prophet Muhammad SWT, one stops. Are there other limits? Are there other precipices that people have fallen over and made mistakes about?
A question with 14 questions in it.
40.
40. هو يقول سيدي هل للتصوف حدود في البعد؟ البعد الروحي للتصوف كما أنه للعقل في حدود يقف عنده الإنسان، هل للقلب حدود في الحضرة عندما يصل إلى الحضرة الإلهية، هل هناك حدود للقلب في طريق التصوف يقف عنده ولا يتخطى ويبقى دائما؟
If there is a limit, Allah is not going to say ولدينا مزيد. Allah Almighty is saying that every time you may ask more, we may give more. That means no limits. If it is going to stop in a limit, Allah Almighty to whom going to give, to grant from his endless wisdom oceans, from his endless hikmat oceans, from his endless knowledge oceans, from his endless blessing oceans, from his endless power oceans, from his endless perfection oceans, from his endless beauty oceans, how many can be? Allah created man, and man is suitable. What Allah granting to take in him. Therefore, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمَ. No any other creature can reach to that point. Unlimited desires, unlimited grants. Tasawwuf opening the way of endless less. And it was going to be for man if we are going to stop in a limit and no more taking. We are hungry now through our physical being, but with a limited grant making it to be satisfied. But our spiritual being never getting to be satisfied with something. Always asking more, and always that he is going to be granted his talab, his asking growing up, not coming down but growing up, asking more, asking hal min mazid. Therefore, tasawwuf is the entrance for that hadr al-ilahi, divinely presence, as much as you can enter, never ending. You are getting reaching to an end. Now we also, we may be granted something. For example, this a big land for us. We are going like this, and if we are finding a limit, we are getting unsatisfied. You are asking, why not behind it? Why not you are not passing over the second land? Why this hindrance in front of our desires? Because we have granted endlessly desires. That is the greatness of man. Endlessly desires, because the Lord of Heavens asking some creature that they should be able to ask more from his endlessly oceans. That is the reason. Therefore, tasawwuf, making a person to ask more, not to say, it is enough what I am doing now, more than enough. No, not more than enough. You must ask more, more, as much as he is granting, if giving one now, second, giving double, two. Asking more, giving four. Asking more, giving eight. 16, 32, 64, 128. The slain, always his grants growing up. You are asking one, he is giving at least 10. Is it clear now?
Yes, sir. Very clear.
That's why I'm saying that he looks like Atal. Allah.